This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. There are seasons in life when simply getting through the day can feel like an act of faith. We may face circumstances we did not choose, burdens we cannot quickly remove, and questions that have no immediate answers. In those moments, the scripture does not tell us that faith means pretending everything is easy. Rather, the scripture calls us to endure. The Apostle James writes, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." James is not saying that suffering itself is joyful. Rather, he points us beyond the trial to what God can accomplish through it. Our faith is strengthened when we learn to trust the Lord when circumstances give us little reason to trust what we can see. The Apostle Paul knew what it meant to endure. He experienced persecution, rejection, imprisonment, hardship, uncertainty. Yet he could write, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." Notice that Paul does not deny the pressure. He simply refuses to believe that the pressure has the final word. And I want to make this personal, because what I'm sharing with you is not just theology to me, it's real life. 5 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and we've walked through years of treatment, uncertainty, prayer, hope, and many, many difficult days. And recently, another form of cancer has developed, one that is more challenging and frankly, more dire. And there are moments when the weight of it, of course, can seem overwhelming. Yet this is where the Word of God becomes more than something we read. It becomes something we live. We don't endure because we have every answer. We endure because we know the one who holds us when we don't have the answers. Faith does not mean that we never weep, never fear, and never become weary. It means that in those moments we can continue to place ourselves in God's hands. The writer of Hebrews gives us the reason we can continue. As he writes, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus," Hebrews 12:1-2. Our endurance is not sustained by staring at the difficulty. It is sustained by fixing our eyes upon Messiah. Jesus himself endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. He endured because he knew what lay beyond the suffering. His resurrection reminds us that suffering, however real, is never the end of the story for those who belong to him. So if you're walking through a difficult season today, do not demand of yourself that you have all the answers. You may simply need to remain faithful, to pray, to trust, to take the next step, to receive the grace that God has given you for this day, that this day he has made. Paul gives us this promise, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." You may be tired, we may be tired, but let us not give up. You may be hurting, but you're not abandoned. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. His grace, dear friends, is sufficient, and his faithfulness will carry you through. That is my prayer for you today, in Jesus' name. This is Justin Elwell from Messiah Congregation in Washington Mills, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.